Episode 147, solo live stream podcast this week. Talking tackle, talking Bassmaster Opens, talking about some exciting things happening for me this week. Enjoy the episode.
This week, the Hellebass Bass Fishing Podcast is brought to you by Arsenal Fishing. Arsenal Fishing offers premium custom-made performance apparel and tackle. Arsenal delivers a wide variety of custom-designed baits, accessories, and tools, along with unique utilitarian apparel for all outdoor enthusiasts. As part of their support, you can use code HELLEBASS15 to save 15% on all purchases at arsenalfishing.com to support the show. Now let's get back to helping you catch more bass and suck less.
Good evening, everybody. Impromptu Hellebass Live, but looks like there's plenty of people that hopped on. Good to see. I know a lot of you have been clamoring for Thursday nights, saying that we do not have enough content, not enough live streams for Thursday night. Well, this week it worked out. Had to work Monday through Wednesday, went to Indianapolis, didn't get home early enough last night. Track meet ended earlier than I expected, so here we are, sneaking a stream in. What's going on, everybody? Let's see what's see Big Bass Malone, Darius, Jig Squad. How's that lid feeding you, Jig Squad? Paul, AJ, yeah, Milliken at it again. Clay, looks like he's gonna get two top tens when you said he wouldn't get a single one. Nice. Did you get some steak? Winners get steak, Dustin. All right, we're sounding looking good. We got the BBC. All right, so things are happening here in Minnesota. Things are finally happening. So two big things happened. One is I finally caught a bass this week. Clay, it's all right. Takes back what he said. Forgiven. We'll probably dig into that. I need to look up the standings. I heard some guys from Minnesota crush him, but I just saw that Milliken was leading. So I've just been so busy with work and crazy stuff today. But yes. So last minute Easter morning, I got a call from a coworker saying he threw out his back and I had to fill in. So I ended up going to Indianapolis Monday through Wednesday last minute. But I did know there was ponds behind this hotel from the trip before the classic. And I lost one there, but this week went out the first night and I caught a little one on a little mini max, which was cool. Got the skunk off the year and fished the rest of the night, had a couple bites, but I saw a lot of cruisers. And if I would have had the right gear, but I just took like my cold water flat side cranks and a few other things from last time, cause it was last minute. And so I didn't have any Senkos or Generals or any plastics. So after dinner that night, I saw so many cruisers. I went and got some Generals and some wacky hooks. And then went back the next night, Wednesday night, and I caught like 8 or 10. It's pretty cool. Lots of fun. Hitting the banks. So to show you what they look like, it's kind of a cool. I'm gonna pull this up. Show you where I was at. Let's see. Greenwood, Indiana. Yeah, Tuma caught them. That's cool. I think Adam Rasmussen, who's kind of a technically a Wisconsin guy, but I think he is fishes Minnesota tournaments. I think he had a good bag. Let's see if I can find my set of ponds. Here we go. Nope, next exit up. Nope. Here we go. Yeah, it won't be long. That's the other thing that happened. We'll get to that. I should see if there is a way to submit a fishing report for this pond. Or maybe I should do a fishing tip. Let's see here. Let me share this. All right, so we are in Greenwood, Indiana, and I know like Gramps and Bo and a few other guys said you should have let me know, but it was such a last minute thing. so here's the ho- hotel that I stayed at is this Marriott. So I had access really easy to all of this water, which was really cool. Well, not all of it. I couldn't get to all of it. So I started the other day. The first time I went, I fished a little bit here. There was a little bit of a surprise. This little inlet had water, but I never got a bite where this pond drained from this one. The first time when I lost that bass, I was throwing a flat side right here on this upper pond. And then when I came back the second time this week, this was everything outside of this riprap was private. It was posted. You couldn't go down these people's yards, so I could only fish right here. But I caught my first little one here on Tuesday night on a bladed jig. And then I saw all the cruisers right along here on Monday night. Then I went back Tuesday and I walked this whole pond. I basically walked all of this and fished all of that on Wednesday night and caught like 8 or 10. Thought I lost my wireless earbud charging case, but I went backtrack looking for it. Ended up, I left it in my hotel room and never took it with me. But that's pretty cool that all these ponds existed. And there was a fair amount of bluegills and bass and crappie and some decent looking shad and things like that. I said no live last night. This was a last minute decision to go live. Darius saying full blown spawn on Kentucky right now. But I suppose my story from last night was probably still posted to tonight. So that probably could have been. So I don't know if Omnia, if there's a way to, I don't think I could. I tried to look on Omnia to see if there was a pond. I don't think there was a pin able to select on these ponds. What's up, Justin? Hopefully everybody's healthy at the TK house. Tom Mix says, swimming a jig with on fire today. Well, I actually only started 8 minutes ago. You're not that late, Tom. Best three lures for low to mid-50s ultra-clear deep water. Probably a jerk bait. A small little swimmer. And a Ned. Yeah. If the weather be nicer this weekend, I'd want to go this weekend. I don't know when I'm going to be able to make it down there ways, but maybe early May. I don't know. I did not bring the trick shad with me for pond fishing. No. A little too much for my travel rod. let's see. Lake States, Indiana. I do have some tackle. I got like some viewer box. I got some sent in boxes here. I got an Omnia box. I got some other stuff that I grabbed. So I know I could see the water on my, where's Indianapolis here? It's not that far from Monroe, right? I cannot see the cities. There's no. Why are cities so hard to see on this map? There it is. I would have been. I don't know if these little ponds have. I don't think most of them don't have little. I'd have to go request them to put a pin on a pond to do it. I also was trying to look for water temps. I guess I'm not logged in here. So I can't show the water map here. But I was looking at waters around there, and these small ponds were warming up way faster, clearly. So. But, here's where I was right here. So these were the ponds I fished. right here, but there's no way to select them to give a report. But I'd have to go ask them to drop a pin or create a body of water just to leave a report on these ponds. Not sure that I'm going to do that. All right, what's going on here? No, just kind of a random coincidence. The last couple weeks I've had to go, and I don't know that we'll have a bunch of repert work there, but it could happen. We'll see. Clay says the carp are spawning. Yeah, well, my travel rod is a 3-piece medium. I feel like the trick shad would be a little too much for that. We should pull up the open standings here in a little bit. Yeah, I mean, they would if I requested it, for sure. I totally understand that. What's up, Dave? Hope you're feeling better, dude. Yes, sir. Places it. We're already 100 live. Are we really? Well, nice. Thank you so much for the impromptu stream that we are at 100 already. Yeah, a little thumbs up. Never hurts. Not going to beg for it, but if you want to help. Good, Dave. Yeah, I've got a potential tournament on 23rd, and that water looks high, so we'll see. As well, Mark, are you guys going out of pool 5 like normal? I feel like the last couple of years... Nice fish and fix. What'd you get? You get anything good from Omnia? I do have an Omnia. So I got this little box, this little subscriber box. And I got this box. And I got some other stuff from a local store. We'll probably look at that in a bit. Chris says, I'm about to place an order for a Dobbins and A-Rig rod. What are your thoughts? 794, 5 in this. I think those, I've not fished the 794.5. I've heard good things about it, but I have not tried it. For lighter A rigs, I use the 764, but if you're throwing full blown rigs, probably the 795 or the 4.5. I've heard the Fury 75 is good. I have thrown the big rig on my 795 Champ. It's pretty good, but I can't tell you the difference between the 794.5. If you really want to know that, I would call and ask for Bryce down at the shop at Dobbins and ask him, because he can probably tell you, 23rd has been canceled officially. I must have missed it. I've been on social media today, so the TBF has been canceled. So no competition for Mark. I guess I don't have to worry about getting the Camus ready. Chris, I do not have a Dobbins discount, but you can go to Omnia and use this code right here to save 15% off on Dobbins, and that's where I send most people. If they don't have it in stock, I would send them a message. And they usually will drop ship or order it for you, and you can usually still use the discount. So that's where I send most people. Dustin says the 794.5 is legit. Use that Ozarks. All right, more people are confirming that Wabasha is canceled. Not rescheduled, or is it canceled? Well, in that case, Waze, maybe next weekend I could finagle a way to go down to Okoboji if you're interested. Hit me up in the IG. There you go. Nice. People in the Dobbins community are saying 794. Ooh. Make sure if you're waiting for them to come in stock, Brendan, go to the colors you want and have your notifications turned on so that, like, literally as they're getting restocked, you'll get a notification. That's the way to do it. Wes. Okay, not rescheduled, but will be. This weekend, I don't know that I can. And the weather's going to suck, isn't it, this weekend? Might just get out and poke around tomorrow night with the boat. All right, thanks, Steve. Good to know. Guess we're probably looking at sometime in, I don't know. I guess we'll wait to see. All right. Yeah. So the other big news besides me catching some fish is that Lake Marion, the closest lake to me, is open if you looked at my Snapchat story, Instagram story, Facebook story, you can see the lake is open. So I think I'm getting the Camus out tomorrow after work to give her a test ride and start looking at what the that front facing sonar, what the powerhouse looks like, and getting that all dialed up. So I'm excited that we can finally get the boat out and start playing around. So bad news is the river's raging, so that's probably no bueno. So I might have to take a trip down to Okoboji when I can get a chance. Maybe I'll have to take a day off or a sick mental health day at work. So those are the two big things. The things that finally happened is I've caught a bass in 2023, and water has opened in at least the South Metro of Minneapolis. I heard some people replying to my story that the North Metro, like just half an hour, 45 minutes north of me, there's still some ice. But tomorrow's still supposed to be like 75, 80 tomorrow, even though it's going to drop to like 50 and raining the rest of the weekend and windy. But tomorrow we should be able to get it out. Happens to the best of us, AJ. Except for when you go in sick, you don't get paid. All right. So let's see. What else is going on? So speaking of getting the boat out, I did. Let's kick it hand in hand. Let's maybe start here with this box. Oh, actually, before we get into tackle, got some Reese's little peanut butter eggs. Love those. Anybody else a fan of these guys? Like, where do you guys stand, like, on the Cadbury eggs? Like, greatest Easter candy or worst Easter candy? Or what is your favorite Easter candy? Start a poll. Cadbury eggs. Goat. Overrated. Daniel's all about the Cadbury egg life. One a year, just the ceremonial. This is my, I have not had one, so this could be my one, Clay. The Butterfinger, oh, the Butterfinger eggs? I like the Reese's eggs for sure. Stop the diabetic torture. Sorry, Steve. Bassing with Big Mullet, what's the top three lures for now? Crank, swimbait, shaky head? Depending on where you live. I forget where you're from, Mr. Malone. I can't do very many, but I do like one. I like when I ask non-fishing questions to get more answers in the chat. I can get down with that. What do people in the chat say? Whoa, looks like we're not getting a lot of love for the Cadbury. Yeah, one is enough. Almost one is too much. Very sweet. I think I might get my daughter or wife to head out tomorrow. Hopefully. Good boy, Ryan. Got you some line throughs. Nice. I have not shortened my 360 shaft. So, I don't know. Guess it really depends on the boat and how much you fish shallow grass and all that kind of stuff. I don't know why you... I mean, my shaft is not all the way up, so I don't know why I need to shorten it more. It's not like it's above my trolling motor head, I don't think. I don't know. All right, let's what did I get from Omni? It's been so long now. I don't honestly remember what's all in here. I don't remember what. I feel like there was something that came in stock and then I ordered some other stuff, but I don't honestly remember. Yeah, we're not about to eat any peeps up in this joint, Kyle, so don't worry. All right. All right. We got an invoice. All right. What did I? Oh, these are what I ordered. I remember. So I grabbed some of the Gussie Smeltinator heads. They came back in stock, had the notifications on. I thought on the river tournament that possibly in Lake Pepin, if it wasn't going to get canceled and it was going to stay cold, there could be. But I also would like to try this technique. Matthew, what happened is caught some bass this week finally for the first time this year, and the lakes unfroze. So this was the verse. Now, looking at these, I cannot think of hardly any jig heads that are more overpackaged than these, and I am offended that they put this much packaging into the jigs. It kind of is obnoxious. Like, these are a complete waste, especially since they're coming from Canada. So if they have to import these and you got to pay the extra freight and taxes on this, it's even more obnoxious. So it is like the least smart business thing to do this because, A, one, they are not in giant retailers that I'm aware of. Basically, there's only a few online stores in the states that sell these. So why put all this money into packaging? I mean, I can't imagine that it makes that big a difference at the stores that are in retail in Canada. Maybe I'm wrong, but this is a waste of packaging and it makes me angry. Pete, tell your friends that this is too much packaging. I don't like it. Fishing with Riley, thanks for joining. Awesome. Oh, David is loaded for bear. Yeah, lakes in northern Minnesota are still frozen, but it should be happening fast now. Yeah, most of these are on the YouTube. Luke, you are watching on Facebook, which is awesome, but the YouTube Hella Bass channel is where most of the action is happening in the chat. So if you want to be all in the chat, head on over to YouTube. Griping? Like, you're saying that I'm griping like an old man like TK does? Yeah, they look good. True. I am a packaging supply chain professional. But if you ever looked at the, I guess that is honestly why the Bass Tech packaging is the way it is. Is because there's 3 3/8 ounce jig heads. There's 3 3/8 ounce jig heads. Do I need all this? I don't. If the jig's good, do I need all this? I don't. You people are smart enough to know that you don't need that. So there you go. And it's a waste. And for us being, you know, sportsmen and taking care of the earth and the planet, this is not how you do it. Throwing all this in a landfill. Just saying. So there you go. That's how I feel about that. All right. So what else did I get? Because I had forgotten to order these before, I got some of the scone bugs or scour bugs or scone bugs. I like the looks of these. I feel like these, as a person that loves him some menace grubs and speed craws, this is right in my wheelhouse, this little striking bait. So not a big fan of the coffee scent, but jig trailer, maybe small bladed jigs, little shaky heads, little things like that. It's actually a little more diminutive, and it does definitely a very close to being halfway between a speed craw and a menace grub. I don't know that I have those handy because my life is not organized right now, but I like the looks of this. I don't know. There's the much smaller than a bongo, I can tell you that. So good looking little bait. And then I got some white ones. I definitely could see this on the back of a swim jig or as a bed bait. Like, this is just a nice little compact, like on a, like if you like white for spawning, that could be a juicy little morsel there. And on a small swim jig, I like that. So good looking. And I like this pearl. It's like little bit of ice, and then white. I like this Pearl Flight. Good looking white color. Like Shad Spawn, Spawn, White Swim Jig Time. Definitely be down with that. I will not argue with this, Mike, as soon as Jacob gets some Dobbins rods back in stock. If you're listening, Jacob. Yeah. I mean, at least these are somewhat compact blisters, and the amount of plastic I'm getting compared to the packaging, I'm a little more tolerable of that. It's not just clamshells, it's oversized clamshells on this one. I did not try the Crawfather. Yeah, it is. TK, how stupid or not stupid is the scone bug as a name for a bait? Please weigh in. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really a fan of the sleeper craws or the sleeper gills or the sleeper anything. I don't really... coffee scent, take it or leave it for me. I just like the baits, like the mana scrubs and things like that. Officially run out of names. We can bring back old names, can't we? All right, and then what else did I grab? So I actually grabbed... couple other things. I grabbed some of these little guys because I fully intend to go out and flex a little bit on some crappies this spring with my new LVS 34 Garmin setup with my new 16 volt powers lithium. And I don't know, this guy Kevin Rogers supposedly catches them in crappie tournaments, and I thought this looked like a good little head on Omnia. So I like the looks of these. I feel like these would be great little jig heads for pitching and pendling them at suspended crappie, hopefully shortly. And then I got some little crappie plastics, little spade grub, like a little rib spade grub, the afterburner. Looks pretty cool. I'm going to take one of these out. These look actually pretty cool. Oh, yeah. Speaking of clamshells. Like, does a spade grub really need to be in a clamshell? I don't think it does. Like, come on. Put that little guy. Should we rig one of these up? What? Hella bass, crappie bass, hella crappie live. Put a pitching this around. It's got a nice little, like, you don't see a lot of crappie jigs with little plastic barbs, like little wire keepers like that. I like that. Flip that thing out there. Have that thing like just. This crappie jig is made by Jenko. It's called the Warhead. They have them at Omnia. So. I don't know. And this guy, like, I'm pretty sure he's done really well in crappie tournaments. So I thought I saw his name on there. I was like, we'll give those a shot. Yeah, I would imagine they got to be really close. All right, and then I got, these are a little, I actually ended up seeing these at Fleet Farm, but I thought these are a little bigger than I thought they were. I don't know if our crappie are quite this big. Now, if I throw this for crappie, I probably are going to attract some unwanted green bullheads with big mouths, but might sling this around a little bit, see if it shows up on the old live scope. But I think like this head, those eyes, pretty slick. Nice looking hook. So that was the Omni order. Got some crappie baits, got some scone bugs, and got some smeltinator heads. And then, I guess I swung by. The sale is over, unfortunately, now. They had the Dix had it online, but they also had it in person. But basically, buy three, get three 6 cents baits. So, hey, anybody want to text Jermaine? Let them know we're talking 6 cents. But I got a couple of these Finesse F4s. I got this hologram shad and this bluegill fire for half price. I thought they were decent. Like, I'm a big fan of the flat 75, and these are not way different. I think I will like those quite a bit and be catchers. And then I grabbed, let's see here, a couple of Quake 70s in this brown eye. This should be a pretty good spring color. I've done well on the Quakes in the past, so I want to grab a couple of those. He's going to be too late, Brandon. You have to watch the replay. And then I got some Duke 65s. I got a 4K Shad and a Rambo Red. So, interesting to try those out. So, what are sick, the Duke or the F4s, Clay? I've never thrown the Speedwake. I don't know about the hooks, Mike. Let somebody else chime in on that. Yeah, we hella crappie for maybe a couple weeks until we can get out on Boji or the river. We are, just to be clear, we are talking about giant, big mouth, green jumping bullheads, Chuck. The F4. Nice. Yeah, I like the 75, so I would imagine I'm going to like these. And then, while getting some smoke pellets, went to Fleet Farm, got me one of these, because I intend to use these to, once I take the paperboard out, to drop my MagDraft clamshells in this tote for boat storage. So I can, I think the move for swim bait storage for these MagDraft style baits and the Burrican swimmers and things like that, right, is that I'm going to basically ditch the header cards, right, and probably trim this, like take the old Arsenal scissors, trim this down like this, get rid of all this nonsense, and then these things will sit. So after I use them, I keep the clamshells for these swimmers, keep them straight, and just drop them in this tote. And then so like the 8-inch Albano MagDraft, take the giant plastic or the paper cards off, keep it a little smaller. Like this. And then we'll just drop these into the totes. Keep them straight, keep them clean. And that's how we will store our swim baits in this beautiful, fancy $4.99 tackle box tote. Instead of spending $70 on some kind of Plano Edge or Bass Mafia, you know, we'll put a label maker on top of that. We'll call it, you know, pre-rigged boottail swim baits, and we'll have a whole pile of them in there, and they'll go in the boat, and we'll be styling, profiling for swim baiting for $5. it's the Burrican Swimmer. It's made by owner Cultiva. Mostly, you can find them at the hookup. I don't know how many other places carry these. I don't know if Tackle Warehouse. Unfortunately, Omni does not. Let's see. Come on, focus. Oh, man. This one does not. It does good at color, but it does not great at, like, focusing on small text. So, it's South Jersey. Type it in the chat for Chase. Burrican Swimmer 5.4. Yeah, Arsenal scissors have been good for sure. Yeah, I'm sure they probably do have like a $70 MagDraft box. Big Bait Brendan says the same. Nice. What's up, Rich G? Yeah, there we go. Burrican Swimmer. Chase. Omnia has the Beast Coast Creep. I haven't fished it. All right. What else did I get at Fleet Farm? Well, I got a couple more. I got these little Big Bite plastics. I thought these little purple and silver looking things, the Crappie Minner in purple. We should get some of these. Betcha Debo would like these little purple minners. They were $1.79 and 20% off on clearance. I was like, yes, sir. All right, Daniel, I don't know if his link works or not, but you can copy that. It looks like Tackle Warehouse does have them. The hookup tackle does have them. But I also got these little 2.5-inch Kamikaze swim-ons. I think, A, these could be awesome for crappies, but hear me out. Not a mini max, but those little micro chatters. Look at that. Little baby swim on? Get out of here. For those little micro chatters? Are you kidding me? Those little crappie chatters? I feel like... Yeah. Also, only $2.79, but 20% off. So, might chase some hella crappie soon. Beetle spins. Yep. We'll be hammering the Debo Dinks. But you know what? In the springtime? Yeah, you'd flip the mini swim on. Is that what we're talking about? Or are you behind? Like the video, we talked about Sixth Sense. Yeah, the flashback mini chatter. That's the one. Yeah. I don't think I have any handy here. But yeah, that little swim on that. All right. And then we got something from subscriber member Brian Kasperzak sent me a little box. So I don't know what's in here. I have no idea. Yes, the little white and chart. That's the mini Big Bite swim on. Flip it on your BFS setup, Darius, TK. All right. A lot of box tape here. Getting my bang for the buck on box tape. It's like Brian wanted to test the old battle braid scissors here. Oh, I don't think it's big enough to have big baits, Brendan. Well, it might be big enough for a vixen. I don't know. Could be. All right. It has some Beast Coast Flippin' Delights in Dirty Bug. I feel like these will be best shown. It's like a clamshell display tonight. These things smell like not great. Not sure I love the smell of these things. What is that? Strong salt plus forage all bend. It smells like they died in my live well last fall and I didn't take them out. Yuck. Decent looking little bait. A total of how much do they charge for these, Brian? For five for a pack. I feel like they're JDM priced, but I could be wrong. Decent looking little bait. I mean, it's a little beaverish, a little pit bossy-ish. I feel like it's, yeah, a pit boss would probably be the closest to this. Ugh. They smell horrific. I'm not gonna lie. I got to feel like I bet you these are like a buck a piece. Let me guess. It's $5.99 for five of them. I don't know if you're going to sway me from the D-bomb life. Yeah, no, we're not taking a bite, Clay. Sorry. No bueno. Thank you, Brian. Let's see what else is in here. Looks like more Flippin' Delights and another color in the Okeechobee Craw. Kind of see that. Green Pumpkin. The Okeechobee side. Yeah, I would not leave. Don't leave them on the dash of your car cracked open on a hot sunny day. That could be. And then we got. That's like a little. We really went overkill on the bubble wrap. I'm not going to lie. We got a Ryugi Japan. This looks like some kind of little. Is this a magnet? A Velcro little. So like a little wallet organizer for terminal tackle, I believe. That's kind of cool. Thanks. So, bank fishing, co-angling, keeping it handy in your pocket during tournaments. I can see this. Labeling these up like some 2-0s, some 3-0s, some Ned heads, some drop shot. Like, you can kind of keep your basics real handy. I think that's what this is intended for. That's cool. Very cool. Thanks, Brian. The Ryugi wallet is money. Endorsed by JDM aficionado. Matthew Avisado. hooks. But you could use small terminal tackle. Like, I could absolutely slip, you know, like these thin drop shot weights in there, things like that, free rig weights. Cool. I think that's all my tackle. Did I get anything else? That's most of my tackle. Should we dip in to look at the opens? 76% of people say the Cadbury egg is overrated. So, did not see that coming. Dan does have some stuff coming real soon from Arsenal. I'm hoping to get my hands up. Yeah, there you go, Dustin. Let's go to Bassmaster.com. There is Milliken. Don't you love how enthusiastic Milliken looks on his holding up 29 pounds? He looks like he's bored with the opens already. Like, can they be over with? Can, what's up, Benedetto? BBC's in the lower quartile. Does he look? Could he look more?
All right, guys. The Startron brand that came out with a brand new product. It's called Stabilizer Plus. This is fuel for fuel storage. Okay, so if you're gonna.
He looks bored, rocking the 402. AJ, are you from the 402, or is that a different part of Nebraska? Live text from Dan saying new organizational elements of tackle coming late this summer, early fall. Pete, are you still watching? Dak says we need Ryugi hooks at Omnia. He just says that's what people from Nebraska look like. He's in the 402. That a boy. Yeah, I'm not sure if that. Are we sure that that is not Kid Rock? Good question, Mike. Leaderboard. We got open water, Ron, officially today. Fish and Fix also in the 402. 402s unite. All right, let's see here. We got Ben Milliken with a 29.8, which unofficially, after this day, puts him in the lead of the EQs. Keith Tuma from Minnesota. He's going to move with Adam Rasmussen, Minnesota, Wisconsin. Let's see here. Brett Cannon, he had a good first event, wasn't he, in the top 5 or 10 also at Eufaula. I think Jamie Bruce was also pretty high. Bragg was doing pretty well after the first open. There's a lot of guys that are repeating here. Weight's pretty solid, right? So a top 10 is over 20. Trey McKinney. Did I miss him? I haven't seen his name. I don't think I went by Trey McKinney. Oh, no, he's in seventh. Yeah, Trey's solid. Very cool. I don't remember how he did in the first one. Joey Nania has had some success in the past. I think he's fished a classic. He won Pickwick last year, maybe a year before. JT Topkins, he won the Chesapeake Open last year, fished the classic most recently. Leitner from Minnesota, probably a future Hellebass Live guest. Darrell Gleason, Elite Series Pro. Robbie Latuso trying to get back to the elites to join, I believe, his son, Logan Latuso. I think he's talking to you, Clay. Pangrack not doing good today. We have not seen Pangrack yet. Trevor McKinney, Todd Castelline, Jason Christie. Is that the Jason Christie guy? Keith Poche, Justin Kimmel, Bass Talk Live producer at one time. Ooh, 3 for 10. Ooh, I'll fish by his co. Do you want two finesse, I guess? Bobby Lane Jr. Boom, boom, boom. Luke Palmer got in this one. Elite Series Pro. Brock Bielik, he's from Nebraska, right? He's a 402er, right? Isn't Brock? Or is he from South Dakota? I can never remember. One of the two. He's either South Dakota or Nebraska. James Niggemeier, Ish Monroe, 79th. Trey Swindle. Speaking of rubber dice, I got somebody that's making some rubber dice. He's going to send them to me, and we're going to give away some. He's got some homemade rubber dice. So, near future. I should have. Can we go back? Can somebody go back to that stream and then like take a screenshot of it and then send it to me so I can like post it on the screen all the time so we can remind Clay? There you go. He's a Nebraska guy that fishes the South Dakota Nation. I was pretty much buried on both accounts. Let's see here. But I think, you know, we're still scrolling here for Panger, but you know what? Like, Clark Ream, local, only had 12 pounds. Like, he only needs like 15, 16 pounds tomorrow to get back into like decent point shot. Kent Middlestat, former Hellebass Live guest. Stephen Browning, Rick Klun, Teb Jones. I fished against him in a Bass Nation one time. National. Louis Minetti, your college champ. Upshaw, not great after a pretty good start at. Did I miss Panger? Will Diffenbach, Dobbins guy, not his best. Did you see Panger? 5 for 8-1. Did he have the second smallest five fish limit? He beat GTA Russell by 4 ounces for the smallest limit. Did he catch spotted bass? Did he weigh 5 spotted bass at the Toledo Bend? You know what? 8 pounds, though. So 8 pounds has him in 170, which is not great. But, you know, you catch 15 pounds, gets you up to 23. That probably puts you at least in the, like, 80th range. That wouldn't be a complete disaster. If he can catch more than 15, he'll actually probably be in pretty decent shape points-wise. Not obviously what he wanted. Do they have EQ standings next. Is that here? Anglers. AOI standings. Nope, I probably wanted open AOI standings. Open EQ. Ben Milliken, 5 points over Brett Cannon, Josh Garrett. So if it ended today, Jacob Bigelow would be your last angler in the top 9. Milliken, Cannon, Garrett, Bragg, Tuma, McKinney, Kimura, who's already Elite Series angler. So actually, it probably would go down to Wesley Gore, number 10, I think. Look, some other notable. Miles Berghoff in the mix. JT Tompkins. Brock Bielik. Right. So he's currently 60 points out with the not much when you consider there's still 7 events and well, 7.5 events. Should we see? You know, this is how TK looks at standings. He likes to go down here. So, how is it possible that? So, if you finish below 200, I don't think you get any points. So, there are 5 anglers currently that didn't finish above 200 in Eufaula or didn't fish it. And are not currently over 200, above 200 right now. Let's look at the most surprising. Denny Fiedler, he's from Minnesota. Kyle Monty, I believe former Elite Series angler back in the day. Will Diffenbach, Dobbins guy. Buck Mallory, MPFL guy from Michigan. Jason Lambert, former BPT, former MLF, Brad Knight. So there's a lot of guys not off to a great start after two. Charlie Hartley, Kent Middlestat, Chad Grigsby, Minnesota via Michigan. So Matt's actually, you know, is not great a finish. He's not like way far down. Like getting 15 pounds tomorrow will actually do him a lot for the season long points. So obviously you'd want to be doing better, but the Tucker, no, he was only doing a single division. He was only doing division one or whatever. So not an EQ angler. Oh, Benedetto got his nukies in. I believe so, Justin. I believe looking at his like social media and his like TikToks, I usually see mostly all Dobbins on his deck. So let's see here. All right. What else? Anything else we need to talk about? Am I missing? What did I miss this week? I don't know. What's going on? Had some Canes for dinner. We don't have any Zaxby's up here, so I had to get Canes, TK. 137. What else is on? What am I? I think we need to miss. They did have that. I saw they extended that deal at Omnia. For rods. I saw an email. Was Cody Meyer in the Toledo tourney? Let's see here. I didn't notice his name when I went through there. Control F, Cody Stahl. Cody Detweiler, Cody Bird. It didn't look like he was. Any new baits you looking at, Hella? Nothing that jumps off the top of my mind here. So they do have this. They did it with reels last week. Now the rods. This would be a great time to pick up a Dobbins or other rods. Or so basically, like, right, you like add a $150 gift card and like a Dobbins Ecstasy and you use rod. And basically, you'd get that $150 gift card if you bought that price point rod. So maybe just do this. It's a little easier to see. So the sweet spot is like a Dobbins Fury, right? For $120, that would be a pretty banging deal. So you kind of got to look at those price points and you can add a gift card back. Can put that into chat if anybody wants the link for that deal. Everybody's looking to get a rod, go ahead and jump on this link right here for some latest deals at Omnia. Ooh, 25% off bait fuel. You could bathe in it. BOGO spool of P-line. So anybody's in the market for some rods, now would be a good time to grab them from Omnia. Other new baits that I'm looking at, gosh, nothing's coming to mind. Might try some of those nookies, I don't know. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see. I have no inside information on when or what they get stuff for the most part, Dustin. So I have no idea if they're getting any the Bubba scale at Good Luck Fishing, Darius. We probably won't be going super late tonight. Oh, man. Hella. Tackle Warehouse. Should we do live picks since I'm not going to get a video out, Dustin? Let's do it right now. I didn't realize that was tomorrow. So where? I don't even know where they're going. Tackle Warehouse, Lake Eufaula, Oklahoma. Oof. All right. This is going to be the video for fantasy fishing, basically. Live MLF fantasy fishing, because I had no idea it was starting to close April 20th. No, we're on the wrong one. That's Caney Creek. We need to go to this one. Friday the 14th. I mean, don't most tournaments start on Fridays? Totally makes sense. Yeah. All right, let's build a team. All right. So I'm thinking full-on spawn, Southern Oklahoma. Am I not right? Anybody down there? Help me out. What are we thinking? Got to be pretty close. Colby got himself a rod and reel for fishing the top 15. Ron, if you use your code and get the card from Omni, no, you need to use the code. They have a code to get the card. So you, if you look at that, the page, the link I sent you, you basically have to, like, you put a $150 rod in your cart and you use the $25 card, you add the card and it basically discounts the card. So you cannot use my code. But if you use the link from this stream, that helps me out. So yes, it's on Southwest Oklahoma. Thank you, TC Bassin. Pre-spawn, some spawn. All right. Whew. Spike Stoker. Great name. Now, wait, we've had two events. We've had Okeechobee and Clarks Hill. Matt Steffen. I don't know if that Michael Neal usually catches him. Jim Moyna. Marty. Okay, look for somebody that's still below 40 here. So Spike's from Texas. He's having a good year. We're just going to take him. Joshua Weaver, maybe. I feel like you should always take Michael Neal in the pro circuit. I think that's. Who's going to have a big Ty Au? Interesting. J. Todd Tucker. Old Neal and Reel. Paul Elias. Latimer. MDJ in a slump. Is this his slump buster? Maybe he's fishing too much. Maybe he's not good when he fishes as many tournaments. If it's a spawn, do we take Old Shaw? That's tempting. Matt Greenblatt. That'd be a killer pick. Don't you think? Fred was a temporary Oki Clay. I did see that. I thought about it. Kyle Cordiana. I think we're going to take him. Is that three? Mr. Nordby. Oh, we're definitely taking John Cox. Well, that's big water for the tin boat, but that's value if you're getting John Cox back there. Charlie Evans, not taking him. So many people to pick from. Shayon Goodwin. SOD, steal of the draft. Oklahoma Hammer. What do you guys think of the first five for flight one? Pretty muddy. That's all right. I'm gonna throw him with Fritz side around, Jim. I'm confident in John Cox. I am going to say that I'm going to use the big baits more, but Brendan, we'll see. I don't think I'm going to buy any more. I think I got enough until I start catching some. Matt said it's super muddy there. Yeah, there you go. Shaw. Get himself some big old pigs. Flight two. Ron Nelson. Dakota Ebear. Dakota catches him. Reddington having himself a nice start to the season. If we're going to take Cox, we're going to take Keith Carson. Jacopo, he's catching them everywhere. You got a lot of confidence in Jacopo Galilei. Tom Monsoor, Cody Pike, Clayton Batts, Drew Boggs, David Walker, probably like some mud. Tristan McCormick coming off a classic. This is about how much research I do before I do an MLF video, just so you guys know. Kyle Shuda, he's actually did really well on like Grand and some of those Ozark likes. That's tempting. Laker Hulk, Pete Pons, Jeff Reynolds. We're putting Jeff Reynolds on there. He'll know what to do on old Eufaula. Mike McClelland. Chris Jones. Oh, we're going to stack with sneaky Okies. Why do I get the feeling that Chris Jones isn't fishing the entire MLF Invitational and he's jackpotting this? Am I not right? Am I not wrong? Which is nice, is MLF, they got this set up really well, so you can easily just, you know, pick people's name and see the continue to tiebreaker. One-day championship, so they do not reset. It's a three-day tournament. They do not reset the weights. This isn't every fish. That's not right, is it? It says this isn't every scoreable fish counts event. That's not right, is it? I'm pretty sure that's wrong. MLF five fish. Am I crazy? That has to be wrong. Did I skip or I thought I took Jeff Reynolds, didn't I? Final day weight. I think somebody will go pretty solid. 21 pounds, 5 ounces. Accept the terms. I'm going to log into my account. Nobody, don't look at my account. Don't try to hack me. Those 7-8 dots are not real. All right. I want to go. So MLF circuits. This is the invitationals. Stop sharing. Details. What this. Five fish, size limit 14 inch. It literally says the tiebreaker is in every fish counts. They can't even get the right information on their freaking fantasy game. Jimmy Houston's not in the tournament, Rich G. To talk about like the cuts or any of that stuff in here? I don't know. Schedule. So results. Let's just look at AOI here. Standings. Control F. Jones. Not on here. There is no Jones. But Chris Jones is able to jackpot this tournament. They're only nice. I don't know. Was Reynolds fishing them all? I think he might be. Yeah. But Goodwin? I don't know if he's fishing all of them, is he? Nope. All right. It's Sean, S-O-H-O-N. Yeah. So Sean Goodwin and Chris Jones, two of the biggest Okie hammers, are allowed to get in these tournaments. So there are local. They let locals get in and one-off invitation. I'm almost certain that Mike Brigham is fishing the lacrosse event. So, fun stuff. It looks like Jared Littner just fished an event. So, very interesting stuff. Whew. What else going on? Anything else we need to cover? What have we not covered in the world of fishing now that I've given you my live fantasy fishing breakdown for the MLF? Might wrap it. I got another thing I got to add to the Camus soon. Yeah, Jimmy Houston, it's been a minute since he's been fishing tournaments, Rich. He's more of a TV host personality. All right. Well, A-rig tips. Depends on the cover you're fishing. Are we talking like bogey A-rigs? Like if you're around like rocks and heavy current, you got to be careful, like bushes or trees. It really kind of depends on what you're fishing, what you're trying to do. If you got front-facing sonar technology, it makes it a lot easier to see that rig and see how fish are reacting to it. Typically, you want your center hook to be the one the fish target. I typically like to make that bait slightly bigger, make that a slightly different head color, the swim bait slightly different color, so they zero in on that center hook. That's one thing I like to do. I don't know about other general tips for A-rigs. I haven't thrown them a ton. I've definitely caught some fish on it. Play with depth. Play with blades, no blades. Put a few different swim baits. You don't necessarily have all the same size, colors, and swim baits. Heads matter a lot as far as how fast it sinks, rate of fall. Like that's a big heavy rig there. But typically, if you've got, I don't know what Iowa is, if it's three hooks or whatever, but you want your heavier ones typically on the bottom to keel it so it doesn't spin on you. So like this one, I've got all whites, and then on the center, I've got like more of an electric shad or a Tennessee shad, so they can single out that one in the center. Iowa's two. So then you want, if you got dummies, right, you want your hooks in the center bottom and the center, and then any arms outside of that should be dummies. Are you kidding me? Are you new here? Are you for real right now, Brandon? Are you new here? It clearly makes that you do not pay attention. Yeah, so this is the one thing I like to do. So, I don't know if you saw this, but I put a slightly oversized split ring right there. When you got the wires opened, it sits right behind the head, doesn't affect the action at all. When you're not fishing, you squeeze the wires together and you pull that O-ring down. And now it is not near the mess in your rod locker on the deck of your boat. And then when you go back to fishing, you literally just back to fishing. That's my favorite hack for managing and storing the A-rig on a rod, for what it's worth. Size, line, and gear ratio, pretty heavy. Don't skimp, like 17, 20 pound mono, fluoro, 30, 40, 50 pound braid. Gear ratio, probably like a 6-3 or a 7. Yep, go ahead. Put them in timeout. Yeah, zip tie could work. I like the stainless steel rig because you got all that shiny hardware, so I just like it to blend in a little better, I guess. Just mentally in my mind, that makes more sense. But a small zip tie could do the same thing for sure. There is a whole link that was one of the many 50-plus hacks on the Bass Hack stream. Yeah, I'd probably change that one out if we were actually going to fish it, but a white bass stole that on Lake Wilson from me. I haven't thrown this rig in a while. It'll be okay, TK. You'll be okay. My AC is set to 69 in the house right now. 7-1, 21-4 A-rig. Picasso does make good heads. You'd be set there. I don't know. It doesn't really bother me having tournaments during the spawn. I know it bothers some people. I don't know. I'm not losing sleep out of it either way. What's up, Gaff? Good seeing you. Colby says he's selling his TRX-21 in June, and he picks up his new Icon the first week of July. So if you guys all were asking who's buying the Icon, Colby's buying the Icon. Life Target brand. Some of their frogs are okay. I honestly, their bait ball baits, a lot of their other gimmicky baits, not a fan. But overall, I mean, I think I've heard some of these things about what that Lunker Hunt swim bait, I forget what they call the it's not the hitch. What is that boot tail swim bait? I mean, it sounds like that's okay. I can't think of the name of it. The fetch? Is that right? Something like that. It's true. Mortality rates for the fish probably are worse in the summer than they are in the spring in the spawn. Yep. Tacklecraft can't handle odd numbers on thermostats. I don't think the silicone bands are strong enough to hold the wires and up and down. I feel like they would, the fetch. That's why I like something more rigid, like a split ring. What else is new? I think next week, maybe we can get back on track with normal stream. I've got some potential guests lined up. Just having them scheduled. Probably have a member stream, maybe not this Friday, but the following Friday, like the 28th. If anybody's in the cities, the Eden Prairie Shields is having a fish fest on Friday and Saturday. I know Intune is going to have a couple boats out there. If you guys want to look at some Phoenix, Camus, Vexus boats. And then April 30th is going to be the Intune demo day on Lake Minnetonka, Lord Fletcher. So if you guys are at all interested, anywhere near the cities, they will literally have every model bass boat from Vexus, Camus, and Phoenix, plus the multi-species boats from Camus and Vexus, plus some pontoons out at Lord Fletcher's, and you can sign up and do demos on the water. So that is a really great event. You can sign up to test drive with several people and get a ride in the boats. It's a pretty good deal. Like you can get like, I think you can sign up for like a half hour or hour slot. Let's see here. Demo day. Yeah. So it's 10 to 3 Lord Fletcher's, and looks like things are starting to, so the 10:30 and 11 slot are signed or what is going on? Why is it? I'm on the wrong tab. We open the new tab. So you can call and reserve slots. So it looks like 721 has this one spot, 21 PHX, but you can, so these are the boats. You can drive the 920, or you can ride in the 920 Elite, the 819 Pro, 721, 21 PHX, Camus CX20, CX21, or the multi-species 20, 22 foots. And they got the 20 and 22 foot Vexus glass bass boats, the 19 and 20 multi-species. Oh, those are all walleye boats. And then the VX20 and the AVX1980. So a lot of options here. And I think there's a list on one of them on who's driving. I want to say the 1980 is Sam Sobey. The 21 PHX, I think, is Aaron Dagas. 920 Elite or 721 is Nick Trim. CX20 might be somebody you know. Could be me driving the CX20. We might also be doing a live stream from there on April 30th. So, yeah. Check it out. Sign up if you are interested in doing a test drive. Free of charge. They also have free food. You can hang out, talk fishing, Lord Fletcher's. It's a pretty good time. So there you go. My thoughts are that I have so much tungsten from when Gander Mountain went out of business, I haven't really looked at any new tungsten weights. That's my honest opinion. They look weird. Well, I don't think I got much more to share tonight. Yes, just let me know. It's going to be harder once we get into fishing season, but just see if we can line something up. Just reach out. Hola, amigo. What is up? ¿Qué pasa? It could happen. It's definitely a gray area. When I go fishing this time of year, I definitely try to focus on baits that are sized like these, Pong. And if I catch crappies, I catch crappies. If I catch bass, I catch bass. But I try to stick to baits that are like that. So if you're not going to go, like, but you can go to pool two, you can go to the river, you can go to the border waters and legitimately fish bass. And I think that's the best thing to do until, what is it, like the second weekend of May when it's the catch and release season. So that's my advice. And that's what I typically do. But I think thanks for tuning in. If you came in late, you can catch the replay on Facebook, YouTube. Thank Arsenal Fishing for supporting the stream. I think we had the... what's up, bait man? Hope you're doing all right. I know you're going through some things. Hopefully things are going well and you get back. And if you want to get on here or have me come on and talk some fishing to pass the time and as a distraction, just let me know. But yeah, check out MP3, search Hellabass, watch the replays. We'll get back to a normal stream, have probably a guest again next week, and watch the socials. I'll probably look to have some crappies on my Instagram or Snapchat or something like that pretty soon. So, and we'll do I definitely think we'll have another live probably the 28th, and that'll probably be one of those watch parties. Maybe I'll see if Baitman or TK can come on and we can watch some old Bassmaster shows on the members. So, thanks everybody for tuning in. As always, catch more big bass, suck less.
As always, thanks to all of you that hung in till the end of this podcast. This has been another episode of Hellabass Bass Fishing Podcast Experience. Please consider sharing this with any of your bass and buddies and friends. This is the best way for podcasts to grow is through word of mouth. Also, don't forget to search Hellabass on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, or just about anywhere else so that we can connect in more ways. As always, here to help you catch more bass and suck less.